Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's June 2015. In addition to GAO's regular audit work, the agency also handles protests from companies that object to how a federal contract was awarded. Last fiscal year, GAO heard and decided more than 2,000 such bid protest cases. Ralph White, GAO's Managing Associate General Counsel for Procurement Law, leads the agency's handling of bid protests. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Ralph to learn more.
What is a bid protest, and how does the bid protest process work?
Well, actually, a bid protest is a challenge to the award of a contract or the solicitation for the award of a contract filed by a party who has standing to bring that kind of case, meaning mostly they have to have a direct economic interest in the outcome. It can't just be a public citizen interested in how the government is spending money. The GAO bid protest process is actually authorized by statute now, but it didn't begin that way. The statute requires that the Comptroller General provide for the inexpensive and expeditious resolution of protest, and it actually does something very unique in government. It actually sets out a very finely balanced set of interests. There are really three interests. That is, there's a very limited time for filing a bid protest. When a bid protest is filed, there's automatic suspension of contract performance when those timeframes are met. And that is coupled with an automatic stop work order required by law for the agency that's doing the contracting. But they are also given authority in that same statute to override that stop work order for urgency or the best interests of the government. And then the third thing is, in addition to providing this to contractors and stopping the work, GAO is then required to issue a decision in no longer than 100 calendar days from the time the protest is filed.
So this work is pretty different from a lot of GAO's other audit and evaluation work. Can you talk about why GAO handles bid protests?
One of the things about the U.S. government is we do not have, for the most part, much political involvement in the award of federal contracts. We have agreed to principles of competition. We have agreed to rely on the open market forces for the placement of federal contracts. And so, you know, having GAO be an arbiter of that dispute in some ways serves the Congress in that they can trust GAO to go in and without regard to the political interest involved, without regard to what state is involved, simply review the competition and come to a conclusion about whether or not those contracts were awarded in a way that is consistent with federal procurement law. And that mostly translates to, did the agency follow the procurement laws that apply, and did the agency treat offerors fairly by following the terms of the solicitation that they issued to guide the competition.
And there clearly seems to be a lot of demand for these bid protest cases. In fact, GAO has heard and decided over 2,000 cases a year over the last 5 years. What are some of the reasons for such a high number of protests?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question. I'm glad you asked it in that way. Actually, the number is not really that high when looked at over the 30-year time since the passage of the Competition Act in 1984. We had higher numbers than these. In fact, we had numbers that approached 3,500 from the late 80s into the mid-90s. There was a big change in 1994 that lasted until 2008, so about 14 years, in which Congress experimented with the award of multiple award contracts, sort of building schedules. They're called government-wide acquisition contracts. And you pre-establish the contracts, and then you have a mini competition amongst the contract holders, and you place task orders for those. From 1994 to 2008, no one in government, not GAO and not the federal courts, had jurisdiction to hear a challenge to the award of a task order. And what we saw is that that led to some problems. In fact, our audit teams, in particular, acquisition and sourcing management team, documented real problems that were coming out of the fact that there was no oversight or scrutiny of the award of task orders, is that a task order was used under a multiple award contract to purchase interrogators for use at the Abu Ghraib prison. And they were actually purchased under an IT contract. The cases are now back up closer to where they were in the 1993-94 time period. We had 2,500 bid protests filed last year.
Can you talk about a few noteworthy examples of bid protest decisions that GAO has issued recently?
So there was extensive media coverage of a protest filed by Sierra Nevada last year, in which Sierra Nevada challenged the award by NASA of two contracts, one to Boeing and one to SpaceX, to develop a commercial crew vehicle to go back and forth to the space station so that we no longer have to rely on the Russians to carry U.S. astronauts to the space station. There was a lot of coverage of it, in part because of the dollar value of those contracts, the high visibility of the commercial crew program for NASA, and the fact, truthfully, that these were a tremendous amount of jobs and aerospace spending that was going to happen in one of three states. So that's a big one. But then there are a couple of others. Right now, there are two GAO bid protest cases that are pending for cert in front of the Supreme Court. One of them, a very small dollar value case. It started with a case called Aldevra. It followed with a case called Kingdomware. But they involved the service-disabled, veteran-owned small business set-aside that specifically exists for VA procurements. The first case, Aldevra, I think involved a $600 piece of kitchen equipment. A procurement of that size is not really going to capture the interest of the media, generally, but it had an important precedential value for interpreting that specific VA statute involving set-asides for businesses owned by veterans who became disabled in the course of their service. In the 30 years since we have had jurisdiction to hear protests, I cannot recall a time in which bid protest cases are pending at the Supreme Court. That is or the petition for cert is pending. But that is evidence of a level of contentiousness in society right now, perhaps, but about the award of contracts and how much businesses value the opportunity to have a contract with the U.S. government.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.